Track 22. Connectivity beyond our own boundaries. Our excellent transport networks connect us to the rest of the UK and global markets. Background. National and international links from the region are already strong, but we want to support and enable them to grow further, resulting in a positive impact on our economy. Our transport links are our national and global gateways, moving people and goods in and out of the Northeast. However, growth must be sustainable and carbon neutral where possible. Road and rail links to the rest of the UK and to and from our ports and airport are within the remit of our plan. However, international connections are outside of our remit. National rail connectivity. We are served by the East Coast Main Line, ECML, which connects us to London and Edinburgh, as well as the other main cities in the North and Midlands. The ECML is vital to our economy, and approximately 15 million passengers from the northeast travel on the line each year. The line currently combines long-distance, regional, local, and freight traffic on the same two tracks. Over the last 5 years, punctuality of services on the line has been declining, with fragile infrastructure and other trains the main cause of delays. The ECML, through the region, is also used by 12 slow-moving freight trains each day, which prevent high-speed passenger trains from reaching maximum speeds of 125 miles per hour. This has an impact on passenger satisfaction, with only 79% of passengers rating punctuality as satisfactory or good. The potential for new and existing freight paths on the ECML is increasingly constrained without extra capacity and investment. Sunderland has strong rail connections to London, with journeys taking 3 hours 45 minutes. However, the station, which is located in the city centre, is in urgent need of redevelopment. As is shown in the following table, the majority of train entries and exits in the North East are through Newcastle Central Station. Durham 23.2%, Newcastle 73.2%, Sunderland 3.6%. The region's current rail freight market is subdued following structural changes in heavy industry and the decline of coal. Most freight traffic currently uses the Durham coastline. However, there are still operations on the constrained ECML network between York and Newcastle. The three main operators are DB Schenker Freightliner and GB Rail Freight. Strong growth is forecast in the intermodal market, where two or more modes of transport are used to transport goods via domestic and international container services. North of Newcastle, rail freight flows mostly comprise a mix of container traffic, cement, and nuclear cargoes. Biomass has taken up many of the paths formerly used by coal trains. Unlike other parts of the United Kingdom, the North East lacks a strategic rail freight interchange, SRFI, where goods can easily be transferred between road and rail. Key insight. We want to grow the number of both freight and passenger train paths on the ECML in our region, but we will need additional capacity and tracks. Reopening the Leamside line and developing a strategic rail freight interchange for the region will enable this. Strategic road network. The region's 201 miles of strategic road network, which includes the A1, A19, A66 and A69, provide vital links to the rest of Britain and play a key role in the transportation of freight. In 2018, 54 million tonnes of freight was lifted by Great Britain registered heavy goods vehicles in the region, 37% of which was transported out of the Northeast. Northeast ports. Our five seaports handled 6.4 million tonnes of freight in 2019, 2.5% of all freight handled in England, excluding Thames and Kent. The Port of Tyne is a trust port with three car terminals. It plays a key role in ensuring that Nissan can transport their cars from their Sunderland plant to markets across the globe. The port also handles biomass, which is transported by rail to Drax Power Station. In addition to the handling of freight, the port also operates a passenger terminal. Just over 600,000 ferry passengers travelled through the port in 2019, about 12% of passengers to English ports outside of the Thames and Kent region, a 6% increase since 2014, in contrast to a 5% decrease in the Comparator area. The Port of Blyth is a trust port offering a handling, storage and distribution service. The port is rail-served via the Northumberland Line. The offshore renewable energy Catapult is based in the port and provides a national research and development platform for offshore wind, wave and tidal. The Port of Sunderland is the UK's second largest municipally owned port, handling approximately 600,000 tonnes per annum and providing deep water berths and dry docking facilities. Rail access to the port was restored in 2015. There are also two smaller commercial ports in the region. The Port of Seaham, which offers 900 metres of berth for ships up to 8,000 tonnes, handling fish, general good, containers, timber and dry bulk cargoes, and the Port of Berwick, which primarily handles cargoes linked to the agricultural industry. Newcastle International Airport. Newcastle International Airport, the second largest airport in northern England, is our global gateway. It connects our region to the rest of the world, with over 80 direct routes in 2019, including daily flights to 7 international hubs, including Heathrow, Dubai, Amsterdam, and Paris. In 2019, 5.2 million passengers used the airport, 6.6% of all passengers in English airports outside of the 5 in London. The airport is predominantly used for international travel, with 22% of passengers travelling on UK domestic flights in 2019. Our airport plays a key role in the freight industry and handled 4,745 tonnes in 2019. While this was a 7% increase on 2014, it's just 1% of freight handled by English airports outside of London. Our starting point. In 2020, international and long-distance national travel was heavily suppressed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Road traffic volumes fell, rail services were reduced, and flights from the airport were reduced and, in some cases, suspended. As we navigate the challenges and changes that 2020 presents, we'll support our existing transport assets so that passenger numbers recover and focus on outcomes that deliver benefits for freight. Long-distance air travel. Long-distance rail travel demand was massively suppressed from March 2020. Domestic rail passenger journeys were down 95%, and network rail stations' daily footfall was down 94% compared with the same period in 2019. Open access operators such as Grand Central, which operates in the northeast, suspended operations entirely. LNER on-train capacity was just 19% of normal to comply with social distancing. Rail travel on Fridays and weekends was, and remains high, likely because of strong leisure travel on the East Coast mainline. Road traffic flows through the region in 2020 are 15% lower than the previous year. This results in improved journey times and reduced congestion. The pandemic has also had an impact on the transportation of freight by sea, with tonnage carried by the Port of Tyne and Port of Sunderland in 2020 down on the previous year. However, during the early stages of the pandemic, the Port of Blyth was distributing 3 million essential consumer products to the supermarkets per day. There were no passenger flights from Newcastle International Airport during May 2020, and since then growth has been suppressed by quarantine policies. Recovery to pre-COVID levels is expected to take a number of years. Where we want to be. Investing in and supporting the transport assets that enable us to connect with the rest of the world has never been a higher priority for the North East. Quality infrastructure will make for reliable, fast journeys with connectivity into national and international freight and passenger networks. The network will be the enabler to sustainable growth and opportunity, and to the Northeast being an outward-looking economy, attracting trade, investment, and visitors from across Europe and the world. We continue with our ambitious plans for more, faster, and better rail connectivity to the rest of the UK, and we will continue to work closely with the government to seek maximum benefits for our region. We are pressing government for urgent investment in the East Coast mainline over the period 2024-34, particularly to provide 4 tracks in the Northeast, together with a connection to HS2 and development of the Northern Powerhouse Rail Network, to ensure our region is a strong part of our nation's rail network and does not get left behind. We strongly support construction of the eastern leg of HS2, which we view as complementary to investment in the East Coast Main Line and development of Northern Powerhouse Rail. All three schemes, supported by our Station Gateway Sites programme, are essential for this region, and if not achieved, the separation between the North East and the rest of the UK will only be exaggerated, with negative economic consequences as businesses locate away from the North East in favour of places with better connections. It is crucial, however, that the link from HS2 to the ECML is built, and that the ECML between York and Newcastle receives a major upgrade between now and the opening date for HS2B/NPR. If the programme is not delivered in full, then we are concerned that a truncated HS2 Phase 2B may import negative economic impacts. Making sure that freight can travel sustainably by rail is also an important element of our plan. This means ensuring a fair allocation of network capacity and delivering additional capacity where required, including facilities for transfer of goods between road and rail. This approach also applies to roads, with a package of works at a local level that supports the investments planned on the strategic and major road network to free up space for those who need it most, and boosting efficiency and journey times for road freight and road-based public and sustainable transport. Additional road capacity is essential to help freight traffic continue to move efficiently. The National Infrastructure Commission has highlighted that increasing road congestion costs the freight industry £3.7 billion annually. Moreover, due to drivers' hours regulations and the fact that diversionary routes are not always suitable for large vehicles, congestion and disruption on the road network can have a more serious effect for freight vehicles than for other types of traffic. The trend towards home deliveries of goods, accelerated by the pandemic, is also leading to growth in freight traffic that could add to further congestion if not addressed. The A1 is our main road link to Scotland and is vital to our economy. However, sections of the route north of Newcastle are single carriageway, which results in congestion, longer journey times, resilience and safety concerns. Highways England are progressing plans to upgrade the route to dual carriageway as far as Ellingham in Northumberland. We are fully supportive of this and want to see the dualling extend to the Scottish border and beyond, together with important servicing, information and safety upgrades. We will support our seaports and airport to grow their markets in a sustainable way that minimises greenhouse gas emissions. This plan supports the future development of Newcastle Airport and is aligned with its target to become a net zero airport by 2035, including plans for solar energy and electric vehicles. The region has an ambitious proposal for a virtual free trade zone, which would boost international trade, employment and economic growth for the region. We will ensure improved sustainable access to our airport and seaports to minimise congestion and environmental impacts, including the provision of electric vehicle infrastructure and enhanced public transport. Key insight. Our ports and airport have published their own strategic plans setting out their long-term visions, which are centred around growing the North East's economy. These include the Port of Tyne's Tyne 2050 and Newcastle International Airport's Master Plan 2035. Our transport plan is fully aligned with these plans. Highways England are working on route strategies and we will feed in information. Policy statement. We must work with partners to make movement of people and goods to and from our region more efficient and greener. We must work with partners to strengthen connections from destinations in our region to everywhere in the UK and beyond.